I believe stories change the world. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, "They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Your testimony is worth sharing because it has power. My name is Carol Oyola, host of the Overcome Today podcast, which aims to inspire and empower you to stand tall, shine in confidence, because you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Overcomers, and welcome to episode 92. It's been such a long time that I think I need to reintroduce myself. It's your girl, Carol Oyola. Thank you so much for your encouraging words and your DMs through this, what do I call it, content writers, block season, or discouragement? I don't know. But yeah, thank you so much. And if this is your first time tuning in, have a seat, get comfortable, and I do pray that you meet with Jesus through this podcast. Now, this has been quite an interesting season, and that's why I feel led to publish this solo episode. I've been going through a lot of discouragement in the past few weeks, which has really made me question my purpose and God's call on my life. And the funny thing is, I realize that many of you are also going through the same thing. I have felt like dropping it all, yani this podcast, yende uko, ikwende, and walking off to pursue something else. But then I remember Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, or continually praying. And I'm challenged to be patient and endure the trial, because you know what? God is still at work. He hasn't changed. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am the one who's changing. We will change. But he doesn't. And so in the midst of the discouragement, God was still being gracious to me. But clearly me, I was not seeing it. I was so focused on, you know, Lord, this is not happening. This is happening, and all that. So we moved houses, and what I mean is my family and I, we moved houses. And in the midst of all that, it didn't hit me how God orchestrated every bit of that move. A few days into the new home, and the Holy Spirit reminded me how God ordained every step. Yani, from favor with the landlord to finding a house in a location we've been praying for about 2 years now. Imagine. Immediately, I knew I just had to give thanks, like, Carol, come on, to thank him for his provision, to thank him even for answered prayers. Guys, we made this prayer in 2020, and to thank him also for ordering our steps and just making everything run smoothly. And as I began to give thanks, I just felt my heart and spirit focus on Jesus rather than my situation. Not that I stepped out of reality, let's just be real, like things were still going on. But I was reminded that he is still God and I need to keep trusting him. Nothing was new to him. He is omniscient, all-knowing. Isaiah, wherever he's called, 40 verse 26 says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created the stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing." And one of my favorite verses from Job, because this was, yani, this was one of those conversations. I was like, by the way, let's just say if I was Job, I was humbled. He was humbled, a good one. Job chapter 37, verse 15 and 16 says, "Do you know how God establishes them and makes the lightning of his cloud to shine? Do you know about the layers of the thick clouds, the wonders of one perfect in knowledge?" And this was a time, you know, when Job's friends, of course, were coming and telling him all this shenanigans of what he has not done, or what he has done to cause himself all this grief. And God just had to come down and have a conversation with Job and his friends, and were like, just everyone just kept quiet and said, "Enyewe, you are God." But of course, my human self forgets. And a few days later, I was down in the dumps again. Like, really, why do we do that though, by the way, Christians? Like, 1 minute you all are raising hands in worship, thanking God, and then we forget and we immediately lose focus. No wonder the author of Hebrews was right when he said in chapter 12, verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer or the author and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We've got to keep our eyes fixed on him. Otherwise, we get swayed and pushed around by the trials and temptations of this world. So once again, typical me, I went on my knees and cried out to God asking for a sign or a confirmation that he was still at work. I was like, by then I was so desperate, like literally I was crying. Then I felt this word fill my heart, Psalm 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know if you see a connection in these two situations. They both point to worship, to extolling the name of the Lord, to exalting his name and giving him glory and honor, to thankfulness, to gratitude. It also points to focusing on God and not your situation. So at that moment, I opened one of my favorite albums on Spotify, which is The Names of God, or Names of God, sorry, by Nathaniel Bassey. And I immediately just began to worship. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Immediately, I felt the peace of God overwhelm my soul, guys. It didn't mean that my trials had ended. Of course, it's not like by then it was a magic potion, CGO, abracadabra, it's gone. But I just felt him filling me with his grace to be able to endure it, to be able to walk through it. And it's simply through worship and gratitude. So as we reflect in this Easter season, let's remember the words of Jesus in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When he died on the cross, he overcame death. He overcame suffering. He overcame abuse. Like if you watch Passion of the Christ, you know. He overcame shame, just so that you and I would live in freedom, so that we could endure the trials, because he did it all for us and sent the Holy Spirit as our helper. So just a little recap. Remember, in trials, give thanks, worship him, exalt his name, and speak James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 over your life. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's all I wanted to share with you guys. Let me know if you resonated with anything I've shared. And remember Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So keep on. And by then, I'm just telling myself the same thing. Keep on, keep on. Remember, he has given you the grace. So share this episode with a friend or leave a review or a rating wherever you're listening to this from. I'd really love to hear from you and connect with you. So follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Overcome Today, or write me an email, overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. Until next week, bless.